Finally, he pinpointed the area, pinpointed in his mind where is it, where it is all. So he went there. Same day, that was the next day after the weasel crossed the strap. So he went there and he knows how to look for it this time. But after he finished eating, he went back out. Same day, same afternoon. Sure enough, he went to pick out the spot, and he had his axe, Stacy, I think it is axe or knife that he uses. So he walked back and forth and cut snow on his track. And look at it. As he does, sure enough, he found a small hole right at the bottom of his track. Bottom of the ground. Just a small hole. And here was the hole, which was made by a small animal. He follows it and follows it, and finally it come up to the surface. And this was the weasel. He says, aha, I knew there was. So, he says, that was yesterday. He says, this shouldn't be too far, shouldn't be too far. But he didn't go that day, that evening. He went back home, tell his wife, and tomorrow he's going to farm. So it's more like a ritual. He didn't really need all that. But because he's feared, because he wanted to fulfill his status, he has to do that. But he only expected to find weasel family at the inn. Fortunately, it wasn't so. The next day when he left, he found the trail again, followed it, and finally followed the campsite that has been left, and the weasel family has left and followed it. Another campsite was there, and there was another animals joining. And at the end of the day, there was a whole group of animals were traveling towards westerly direction. They have found out. They have found out that he will follow them. And he spent a night. The next day, the same thing happened. By this time, they were just, the track was so wide and packed that he was just traveling there very easily, towards west. And days passed, and he kept following. He was getting weaker, he was getting hungry, because of this, all this traveling. But the animals seems just to gain distance. Finally, after many, many days, finally he reached the area where you could see the mountains up the west. Seems to be hanging cloud. He knows they are going to go there. Follows them and follows them. Finally he reached the mountain region. Began to climb up and down, up again to the valleys. Sometimes he was too weak, so he would have some cramps on his legs and he has to rest. But he knows. Those other animals must have the same problem. Especially the animals who have the smaller young ones. So finally, the skunk is not the one who gave up easy. Because to fulfill his status, to maintain his status as the most fearsome animal, he has to go on. Finally, the animals also, now we've begun the story into the animals. As soon as the animals reach the mountain region, they begin to feel safe because they know by this time the skunk will be having a difficult time. He will be tired, just like them. But hopefully by this time they may give up, he may turn back. But those who are in charge of this expedition or this refuge, whatever it is, they have a radar system also. So the older animals who have acquired the radar system scan the area towards the back track, and they notice, they can feel They can feel the skunk was not far.